Long lines, packed shopping malls, probably won't make an appearance this Black Friday. Even if people are still shopping, coronavirus has changed how we buy, even at the holidays. Our KTAR senior reporter Jim Cross has been looking at stores and malls around the valley today, and he joins us live now. Jim, how have things, is it too early to tell if things are different this year as opposed to past years?
In a way, a couple of the malls I visited this morning, Christown and PV Mall, very quiet, but again, that was very early. But they'll see business today. Best Buy, where I'm at right now, near 20th Street and Camelback, is, you know, go-to in many years because you usually have very long lines here. And this year, it was about 50 people. Some started lining up after 11 o'clock last night, and a couple of people we spoke with say it's just tradition, and they keep doing it. But I've been here before when the lines were a couple, 300 yards long.
Now, some of that is the advent of online shopping. Yep. So my question to you, and I must confess, and I've mentioned this a couple times on the air, most Thanksgivings for a long time, I've been out of the country or in other parts of the America where I wasn't near a mall. The question I'm getting to is, isn't this been a trend now for several years where yep. maybe the crowds have gradually gotten a little lower?
Yeah, I really believe, you know, the Black Friday could end up going the way of the dinosaur because, you know, stores basically, you know, they either open up on Thanksgiving. In many cases, they're open, you know, with the sales, the deals all week long, and you don't have to line up outside of a store. Again, I mentioned, you know, people that this tradition, you know, it's like waiting to vote until Election Day. A lot of people do that too, but it has changed. I mean, the crowds are way down, and my guess is, even if it wasn't for the pandemic we're going through right now, they'd still be down from what they are because you can, you know, you can get stuff online, you can get stuff earlier in the week. You don't have to wait in the lines out here. You know, it's not cold this morning, about 48 degrees right now. But I've been out here when temperatures were close to freezing, and you'd have a line 200 or 300 yards long. And we may or may not see that again down the road.
KTAR senior reporter Jim Cross joining us. The other thing, you mentioned it, you're outside of Best Buy. I would think places like Best Buy that have places that are fun to shop in person yep. will still do okay. I mean, Best Buy is kind of place we're all into electronics and technical gadgets, and I would think a place like Best Buy will still do all right, even though it may not be the same kind of crowds as years past.
Yeah, I would think places like this will do very well, and a lot of it is because, you know, all of us, most of us, have been forced to work from home or work
too,
outside
yeah.
of the office. And so you're going to see things like TVs, you know, stereos, computer equipment, fitness equipment, because we've all become so used to being outside of, you know, the workplace at home that this is going to be a big year probably. I mean, Jim Rounds, our economist, said he expects sales to be flat or maybe up a little bit this year, but I think the big sellers are probably going to be what Rounds told me. It's going to be the stuff you need at home or the stuff we've all become accustomed to being around more because we're not going into the buildings.